Welcome back into Wilsonville High School, where everybody enjoyed senior night tonight in this top 10 showdown at the 5A level. The Wildcats behind six touchdowns and 350 yards of passing from Jace Knapp get a 50-14 victory over the Scappoose Indians. The drum corps standing by, but before we get to them, Mike, do we have he's going to dial up Rashad Taylor for us. It was a tight one out in the PIL. Going to go a long way to determine who the champion was going to be. Grant jumped out early on the Democrats, but now with a wrap-up, here is Rashad. How did this one finish up?
Well, it finished up much the way we thought it would from the first half. Grant pretty much dominated through most of the game. Now, the third quarter, we had a scoreless quarter. Grant really wasn't able to do much. Neither was Jefferson. We've had a really sloppy game in between here. A lot of penalties on both ends. But it wasn't until the third or fourth quarter, and that was Demir Collins with 8:38 left. He got loose for a 71-yard touchdown run that finally put the Democrats on the board for six. Score at that point was 21-7 Grant. It wasn't enough, though. Grant was able to get the ball back, milk the clock, had a couple of really good plays downfield, and that was the end of the score. The score was 21-7. Grant wins. Really, you look at Logan Goings and his leadership. That was huge tonight. He was able to make plays through the air and also able to make plays on the ground with his legs. He was able to do a little bit of everything, especially because Jayshon Pete didn't have the game that he would have liked to have. Neither did Luke McCullough. So he was really the driving force for his team tonight. But there were 20 penalties tonight for Grant, but that didn't really matter. Grant is now the sole owner of first place in the PIL, and that was huge for this team. So we'll see how they perform as they move forward. Checking in from Jefferson High School, Rashad Taylor for the Les Schwab Tires post-game scoreboard show on 1080 The Fan.
Thank you very much, Rashad. And so Jefferson just not able to get the offense cranked up there. And really their offense all revolves around one player at this point to really be the straw that stirs the drink. And the Generals came in defensively looking to bottle them up, and the Democrats couldn't find anybody else.
Yeah, and you know, Jefferson's done a really nice job for a program that has struggled. Don Johnson's come in and done a nice job, but Grant's kind of been the under-the-radar PIL program. Lincoln for a while there was the cream of the crop. Madison sprouted up there for a little bit, but you know, Grant's kind of always been in the mix. They have a solid program. They frequently produce pretty good ball players, and that's no surprise that game ended up the way it was. You know, coming in, you feel like the winner of that game probably wins the PIL because those are the two best teams in the PIL, but I think people after a couple weeks were ready to just hand this thing over to Jefferson, and Grant quietly also put together a really good start to the year, and credit to Grant and that program for getting that win, because they look poised to win the PIL championship, and a really nice championship for them because the PIL is getting a little bit better.
All right, let's fire up the drum corps. We mentioned a limited schedule tonight. We'll start in 6A. The Mount Hood Conference was in action. Seventh-ranked Central Catholic trying to bounce back from that loss we had against Jesuit last week. They got what they needed with the Centennial Eagles, a 49-0 shutout for the Rams. Reynolds, a 42-20 victory over David Douglas. So the Raiders, when they go up against teams that maybe athletically they're equals to, we see them be able to put up points. The difficulty for them comes when they play a team like the Rams that has lots of special athletes at that 6A level. Clackamas, a 57-8 win over Gresham. So hopefully they can get a little momentum here. They are likely to meet Central Catholic in that Week 9 game to determine the winner of the Mount Hood League.
Yeah, they got off to a weird start because they didn't have a game Week 1. So they've kind of been playing behind the eight ball a little bit. When teams have had, you know, a game under their belts, Clackamas was playing their first game. When Clackamas had one game under their belt, other teams had two and three games under their belt. So they've had a little bit of a slow start, but they've got Austin Atkinson, one of the state's best passers. They've got Richard Kennewell, one of the state's best playmakers, playing with a club on his hand. But they are figuring it out. They need to get healthy. They've had a number of injuries, but that's a better-than-you-think Clackamas team right now.
Barlow defeating Sandy 36-0. So the Bruins continue to put a nice season together. To the PIL, we heard there from Rashad, Grant holding off Jefferson in the second half, 21-7. Franklin outscores Madison 43-0. And then still waiting for a Lincoln and a Roosevelt score there. Lincoln still, they'll have their season finale against Grant in what's become one of the better rivalries in the PIL. So the Cardinals taking on a Rough Riders team. In the Greater Valley League, McNary was leading Sprague 14-6 in the second half. That was our last score there. To the Pacific League, Sherwood, no problems with McMinnville, 42-10. Glencoe holds off Liberty 14-8. The Crimson Tide back at the 6A level, adjusting nicely. They haven't played the most formidable schedule, but for a Tide program that was once a proud and one of the perennial powers at the old 4A level back in the day, if they're going to be back at 6A, you like to see them having some success there. And then Newburgh, no problems with Century, 55-21.
Yeah, I mean, that's more of a rivalry than people realize. There are four Hillsborough high schools. They take those really personally. Glencoe Hillsborough is obviously the long-standing traditional one, but with as good as Liberty's been, with the facilities that Liberty has, everybody kind of considers them the rising program. So for Glencoe to beat them, and I think beat them late in a wild finish, is a huge thing for the Tide, a really nice win. Now remember, that's a Glencoe team that had to play without being on a level not too long ago, as you mentioned. So for them to get that win is really nice, especially since that Liberty team just last year was a serious top 10 perennial contender week in, week out.
At the 5A level, of course, our game here, number 9, Escapoose, goes down to number 7, Wilsonville, 50-14. So second loss of the year for the Indians. Wilsonville still just the one loss, and this should help them in the state rankings when it gets time for the brackets. Elsewhere, Pendleton was up on LaSalle 34-0 into the second half. Number 2, West Albany shuts out North Salem 63-0. Still waiting for a score. Number 10, Dallas was at number 4, Silverton. One of those That Midwest or Mid-Willamette League is so tough. And we will see if we can get that score for you before we get out of here. Number 3, Crater, 57-26 over South Eugene. Number 8, North Bend was leading Springfield 14-0 into the second half of that one. 4A scores, number 5, Gladstone grinds out a 14-8 win over Crook County. North Marion hammers number 8, Estacada, 35-7. Number 6, Cascade holds off a charge from Sisters, 25-21. We mentioned there were only a couple of games with teams in the Greater St. Helens League tonight. The most important of those games was Mountain View and Prairie, both working their way to the top of the 3A GSHL League. And Mountain View holds off the Falcons at District Stadium, 23-22 here in our Clark County report, brought to you by Sherway Building Centers. Battleground outscores Heritage 41-35. So those were the only two games played tonight. The big one tomorrow night, second half of the doubleheader at McKenzie Stadium. Skyview taking on Union. Now, Skyview already lost to Camas. Union will get Camas in the final game of the regular season on November the 1st. If they can take care of Skyview at home, then they will be in position for that Camas game to be for the Greater St. Helens League title. And you will hear that game on Sister Station 910 ESPN Portland as the Southwest Washington game of the week once we get through the Major League postseason.
I don't think people realize how good the football is in Washington. 2A Tumwater beat Clackamas pretty soundly.
Handily.
Eastside Catholic, one of the top teams in the nation, forget just in the state of Washington, but blitzed Central Catholic, maybe the best team in the state in Oregon, certainly in the mix for the best team in the state of Oregon. Washington football is elite right now. Their 2A and 3A teams consistently are as good or better than Oregon 6A. They're really good, and that continues into Southwest Washington. It may be just over the river, but we've seen Camas Jesuit, we've seen Camas Central Catholic a number of times over the last few years, and Camas seems to put a hurting on everybody they play for.
Yeah, they've been a top... 50, what was that again, Mike?
McNary beat Sprague 51-18.
51-18, so McNary, after a slow start, starting to get it together.
Last year they started the year 0-5. They won their last four and won the GVC. This year they've started 0-5, and now they won a game. So They're now 1-5. We'll see if they can do it back-to-back years. But it doesn't really matter. The point being, this is a senior-laden group. Really disappointing start for them, 0-5. They wanted to be a borderline top 10 team, maybe top 15 team. But for them to start out 0-5, really disappointing. It'll be interesting to see if this is the first step in righting their season like they did just last year.
Back to the Southwest Washington Report. Camas will host Sumner in a non-league game. 3A level, Evergreens at Kelso, Fort Vancouver and Hudson Bay will meet at Kiggins. 2A, Hawkinson heads up to face Mark Morris. R.A. Long's at Ridgefield. Columbia River at Washougal. Woodland will go out of conference to host Montesano. And LeCenter will host Stevenson. LeCenter, one of the top 1A programs out of the Trico League. So that's how things line up across the Columbia for the weekend. Tell you what we're going to do. We'll take a break here. We'll see if we get any more of our scores trickle in. When we come back, we got a few recruiting notes. As we mentioned, both the Ducks and Beavers home this weekend, and they are expecting some important recruits at both Eugene and Corvallis to come in for visits. So Andrew Nemec will give you a little bit. He'll tease you a little bit, let you know what to follow along with him all weekend long. And we'll look at some of the key matchups on Friday here in the state of Oregon as we continue on the Les Schwab Tires postgame scoreboard show here on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, it's Isaac and Suk. We love local Northwest beers, games, and good times. Birdie Time is Portland's newest hotspot, and the Birdie Time Pub grand opening is Thursday, October 17th. 35 Northwest crafts on tap. You got 15 sports screens, a custom mini golf course celebrating the Northwest, and even a golf simulator. Where else can you putt-putt over a mini Fremont Bridge or party with a hand-carved Sasquatch?
We're going to be at the Birdie Time broadcasting live from 3 to 7 on Thursday, October 17th, and giving away a $150 simulator game room party for up to 12 every single hour.
Birdie Time's at 925 Southeast Main Street in Portland, birdietimepub.com.
You know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low and are nearing historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp. holds Oregon license number ML-4105, NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Cam here for Window World of Portland. Now, my wife and I have been talking about new windows for quite a while, and I know from my time as a contractor that windows are an important part of any home style and efficiency. Now, that's when I met John and the team at Window World of Portland. They took me step by step through the options and the styles that fit what we're looking for and our budget. What I found is that they provide superior products that are professionally installed at a guaranteed low price, and they have been so easy to work with. To see how you can improve the look, feel, and effectiveness of your windows, go to windowworldportland.com to schedule a free estimate. That's windowworldportland.com.
Have you reached your out-of-pocket maximum on your health insurance plan yet this year? Yeah, I know, it's probably a question that's a bit of a snooze fest. Hey there, it's Isaac.
And Suk, but that's kind of our point. If you're tired, it has nothing to do with this radio commercial. It's probably because you're not sleeping well at night.
So if you have reached your out-of-pocket max on your health insurance plan and the insurance company will pick up 100% of the cost, well, why not finally see someone about finding a solution to that snoring or sleep apnea problem before the end of the year?
Your answer is the Sleep Medicine Group, located here in Portland. It's where we went, no Darth Vader-like CPAP machine for me, but rather a customized mouthpiece that I pop into my mouth when I sleep at night. There are so many heart health-related benefits to fixing that snoring or sleep apnea problem.
The Sleep Medicine Group will even take care of the insurance pre-authorization process for you. They're located right off Highway 217. Call 503-255-1200 or schedule an appointment online at sleepmedicinegroup.com.
We're back with reports on tonight's high school football action across Oregon and Southwest Washington, and sports scores and headlines from across the country. The Les Schwab Tires post-game scoreboard show on the Power Rents Game of the Week on 1080 The Fan, the radio.com app, and 1080thefan.com.
Wrapping things up here at Wilsonville High School as the Wildcats cruised thanks to a 5-touchdown second quarter to a 50-14 win over Scappoose. Roughly half of the schedule being played on this Thursday night, more at the 5A level than at the 6A level, but it was about half and half. We'll talk about some of the key matchups tomorrow night to look forward to. But Ducks in action tomorrow night. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. That's why we're doing this game on Thursday night. They host Colorado, trying to remain undefeated in Pac-12 play. Oregon State at home. We'll see if they can build some momentum from that UCLA game as the hard-hitting Utah Utes coming in as well. So we'll see if they've learned and made some steps. But it's also an opportunity for both those programs to bring recruits in. So you'll have you'll be tied to your computer, I'm sure, all weekend, trying to figure out who's coming, who's of interest, and if there are any commitments to be had over the weekend. What's caught your eye from what you're aware of coming to Corvallis and Eugene this weekend?
Well, Oregon's got a big visitor list. Keely Ringo, the number one corner in the entire country, is coming. He's 6'2", 6'3"-ish, runs a 4.35 laser. Unbelievable. Narbonne High School is a powerhouse program in California. They've got a trio of kids visiting. Jared Greenfield already committed, a four-star safety, and Anthony Beavers, the number 10 athlete in the country. Anthony Beavers in the class of 2021 is committed to Oregon. How's that for a trolling job for the Oregon recruiting staff? But the third guy is really interesting. Alabama commit Trayshawn Holden. He's committed to Alabama. Big time recruit, offers from Clemson and everybody, Ohio State, Michigan. He's visiting Oregon this weekend. That's big. Johnny Wilson, the 6'6", 220-pound wide receiver, is already committed to Oregon, but he's visiting. This is about shoring up the class a little bit. Miles Slusher is the number 4 safety in the country. He's committed to Oregon already, but he's been visiting Nebraska quite a bit lately. He's gone on a couple different trips to Nebraska. So this is about kind of shoring up his commitment, shoring up Johnny Wilson. Maybe you flip Trayshawn Holden, the Alabama commit at wide receiver, and you certainly try to get in the mix for Keely Ringo. Also, Bennett Williams, a JC safety, the number 3 safety in the country in junior college, is visiting. If we're looking at a possible commitment, definitely he is on the radar to possibly commit. He was an ESPN freshman All-American at Illinois. The program cracked down on some off-the-field things and kicked him off the team on a really small issue, actually. Sometimes those are big. Sometimes they're rather small. This was really small. His grades are really good. I look for him to end up potentially playing for Oregon, a big-time junior college safety.
Well, as for the Beavers, you would think that UCLA victory, if some of these kids watched it, could help build some momentum for them. And you would think maybe defensively, defensive kids, you see all that talent on offense. Obviously, some of it's going to move on with Jake Luton. But you look at all the playmakers they've got, and as a defensive player, you say, okay, they need help. They just need bodies. And you would think maybe there's some defensive guys coming up that are looking at some opportunity, saying, hey, there's an offense that could at least put some points on the board.
Yeah, it's certainly they're looking for help defensively, and that really starts with a pair of uncommitted junior college defensive backs, Rajon Wright and Ronald Harge III. Harge could commit this weekend. Certainly that's a guy that I'm taking a real hard look at. Nashawn Wright's brother Rajon is a big time prospect. He's a really good junior college corner. They want to play together in college. Ring a ding ding.
Yeah.
They could play together at Oregon State because Nashawn's already there. So that is an interesting one. Jake Overman is an uncommitted tight end with offers from UCLA, Arizona, Fresno State. He said he wants to see, and Washington. He wants to get game day environment looks at Washington, potentially Fresno State and Oregon State. Going to take 3 final visits here in the next month before making a decision, but he's very close to the Oregon State staff. I think they're in a good spot for him. And then it's just a commit party. They have a bunch of their commits here because it matters to them, because this is an interesting game, because this is going to be a fun game against Utah. They have a ton of their commits coming in town because they have some key recruits to try to make sure that they surround those guys and insulate guys with an exciting environment. So several of Oregon State's commits will be in town. John Miller, Tommy Spencer, the tight end, Junior Walling, the McNary linebacker. So I don't need to list all of them.
Yeah.
A big collection of their commits will also be in town.
Well, it'll be interesting, of course. Follow along on Twitter at Andrew Nemec and on OregonLive.com. And I know as soon as you can go to, you get the confirmations and backing them up.
You can already see the full list of Oregon's visitors on OregonLive.com/recruiting. The full list of Oregon visitors is already out there. I've released it. I will release the Oregon State list tomorrow morning, but you can already see a couple of the visitors in story mode again on OregonLive.com.
So we look ahead tomorrow night. Several other games at the high school level here as we hit week six, just 3 weeks to go after this weekend. And the Three Rivers League, the Metro League with key games, that's probably where the focus will be. Lake Oswego and West Lynn at West Lynn. Lake Oswego trying to overcome some injuries. West Lynn, Ethan Coleman just continues to get better and better and better. This is going to be a key matchup to determine who's going to win the Three Rivers League, as they're still, you still have Tigard and Tualatin both undefeated at this point.
Yeah, and when you look at just who has the most depth everywhere, it's West Lynn. They started the year with a number of key players, running back, quarterback, couple of places up front, couple of places at receiver, with guys who hadn't started a game before, but now they have some game experience under their belt. West Lynn is already the state's most improved team from week one to now. They were a top five team anyway. Gun to my head, you made me pick who would win the state title in 6A. Nobody's really separated themselves, but I'd pick West Lynn, especially given that they're going to play this Lake Oswego team this week. I think if you've got a chance to beat Lake Oswego, this is a pretty good week to do it, because Thomas Ducart, the only 6A player in the state last year to be first team All-State on both sides of the ball, is probably going to miss the game. Yeah. So they're going to be not at full strength. You win that game, it really helps your seeding and could really help West Lynn on the road to a state title if they're going to go that route. But like I said, there is note that Tigard and Tualatin are saying, hey, wait a minute, don't predict anybody to win it yet. There are a number of teams that could win the state title this year. West Lynn and Lake Oswego are certainly two of them.
Yes, we mentioned Tigard, Tualatin, both undefeated. They will be big favorites. Tigard is at Oregon City. Tualatin's at Westview. Both of those programs.
Very winnable games.
Very winnable games for them. The Metro got really interesting when Aloha knocked off Jesuit.
It sure did.
And now you've got Mountainside at Beaverton. Mountainside cracked the coach's top 10 this last week. They're 4-1. Beaverton's 4-1. Aloha's undefeated. They're hosting Sunset. So Aloha, Sunset's a team that can put points on the board.
Sunset always beats somebody other than Jesuit in the league that they shouldn't each year. It'll be interesting to see if Sunset can get Aloha.
And then Jesuit's hosting Sheldon. Sheldon needs a win like that to put on their resume, to not be on the wrong side of the bracket and put themselves in jeopardy. Sheldon, if they don't get a couple more big victories, they could have to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs based on how all the seedings work.
And play a really, really good football team. Right now, I think they're 2-3, and they're at like number 6 in the state in the seeding. But that's going to go down in league play because the strength of schedule goes down. It's way too early to determine where that will be. But Mountainside and Beaverton, we covered a game at Mountainside last year.
Yep.
And they played without a senior on the roster. And we said, this is a spunky little program with Coach Mannion, and we're going to call them a spunky little program, and before you know it, they're going to be really good. And it's quietly been a gripe of the Metro League that Mountainside has those beautiful facilities. It's a beautiful, brand-new school, and they have gotten a lot of really good young junior high athletes over the last couple years. And now it's looking like this Mountainside juggernaut that we've been waiting to
and
rise.
And oh, by the way,
is starting to rise.
They hired a coach who knows what he's doing in John Mannion.
That's what I said, Coach Mannion.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So he came up from Silverton after turning them into a top 10 5A program. So
one of the state's best coaches with some of the state's best facilities at a brand new school in an area that was starving.
Yeah.
For another number two to rise. Jesuit has moonwalked through the Metro League. For the most part, Alois says, wait a minute, what about last week or 2 weeks ago? But for the most part, the last few years, we were waiting for a number two team in the Metro League to emerge. Brand new school, great coach, great facilities. Mountainside's about to be that program. We'll find out this week against Beaverton if they've gotten there already.
And then we will see Beaverton and Sunset next week out at Sunset. So we'll see how we'll be keeping an eye on those.
Trent Walker was my pick as my sleeper first-team All-State receiver. He's a junior out of Beaverton. He's had multiple 200-yard games already receiving. I think he's in line for first-team All-State. Thank you very much, Trent Walker, because I look wrong more often than I probably should. He's one that's making me look right this year. Tualatin and Trent Walker are making me look smart. Let's just not talk about some of my week-to-week picks that have made me look not so smart.
4A, number one Banks is on the road at Valley Catholic there. Number two Mazama is at number four Marist Catholic among the top ten there. 5A games of note, Lebanon is at Central. You want to keep an eye on that one. But most of the other ranked teams were in action tonight. And North Medford will host Grants Pass.
That could actually be a sneaky good game.
Could be good down there to keep an eye on. So that's how things shape up tomorrow. With all the action, of course, you will be hearing the Oregon Ducks taking on the Colorado Buffaloes right here. We'll have game day coverage live from Autzen with Dusty and Anthony Newman starting at 3. We'll turn it over to Jerry Jorgi and Joey Mack at 5 o'clock, kickoff at 7, and then Dirt will have the post game tomorrow, hopefully sometime before midnight. But that Oregon-Colorado game has a chance to go deep, deep into the night.
Yeah, there's no running clock in college football.
No,
or the spread is pretty significant there, but Colorado every once in a while with those receivers that they have, the pair of receivers
they
have, it'll be interesting
Nixon
to see if they can throw the ball over.
And Chenault back. They were practicing earlier in the week, so that's how things will go there. And then a huge weekend of sports here on The Fan. College football for you Saturday over on 910. We'll start at noon with Alabama and Texas A&M. And then we will follow it up at 4:30 with LSU in Florida. We will have the league championship series for you on The Fan as those get going noon and 5 for those games. I believe it'll be NLCS game 2 first and then ALCS game 1 from Houston Yankees at the Astros. The NLCS starts tomorrow night on 9:10, 4 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch between the Cardinals and the Nationals. And then the Seahawks have an early morning affair out in Cleveland on Sunday as they will take on Baker Mayfield and the Browns for you. So that's how things line up for the weekend. We want to thank Athletic Director Dennis Burke out here at Wilsonville, always so gracious, having us out, the hospitality, setting us up. Thanks to both head coaches, Adam Gunther and Sean McNabb, during the week, helping us out with information on their teams. Big thanks to Rashad Taylor out in the field, our reporter tonight, Lane Sterrett, our on-site engineer, and Mike Lynch, our producer, back in the studio. That will do it for us. Dusty and Cam will get you going bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, wrapping everything up from a busy day of sports here and getting you set up for Ducks and Colorado, then Dirt and Sprague coming at you at noon. And then it's Ducks football tomorrow, so it's going to be all sorts of fun.
It's quite the slate.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it, as are many. So that'll do it. Once again, our final score here, number 7, Wilsonville 50, number 9, Scappoose 14, as Wilsonville takes control of the West Division of the Northwest Oregon Conference. That'll do it for us. We'll turn it back over to ESPN Radio for you here this evening. For Andrew Nemec, I'm Jason Swigart. Have a very good night.
Red 18, hut, hut, hike!
This has been the Les Schwab Tires postgame scoreboard show. Join us tomorrow morning for College Game Day, the Sinner and the Saints tailgate show, Oregon Ducks football, and the top national college games. We're back next week for high school football action brought to you by Power Rents, your local Les Schwab Tire Center, by Conrad Lumber, Biggs Chicken, and by Sherway Building Centers. Thanks for listening to Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan, the radio.com app, and 1080thefan.com.